The Morning Grind presents Conversation with a Candidate.
If you don't like what's going on right now, vote!
Mayoral form on Hot 103 Jams.
Day two of Conversations with the Candidates here with 4th District Councilperson Jolie Justice.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Very first time meeting you. I'm very excited. I saw you at the Women's March up on the stage. I was far in the distance.
I was looking at pictures of that last night. That was a big day. There were a lot of people there.
Yes, Julie Jones, our midday diva, was up on the stage and had a chance to kind of host the event. So that was the first time that I actually saw you in person, and now's the first time we're actually getting a chance to meet. So we're happy that you're here.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we've got a host of questions that have been submitted by our listeners at kprs.com, and we've got some issues and questions that we wanted to bring up. First of all, tax incentives are currently capped at 75%, and question one on the ballot is going to be proposing capping tax abatement or write-offs at 50%. What's your position on that?
I'm taking a no position on the question one because I want to make sure that while we do need tax incentive reform, we need to be using it in a smarter way, and we need to make sure that it's working for everybody in every single neighborhood. The thing that I don't like about question one is that if we cap it across the board, we're not going to have the tools available when we have big ideas that come in that could really help neighborhoods that need it. And so I'm going to be voting no against it.
Do you think that in times past that maybe we've used the incentive in a way that wasn't good for the voters or residents of Kansas City?
So every time I've had the opportunity to look at one of the incentives, whatever they are, because there's lots of them, I've always taken it on a case-by-case basis. So if it doesn't have a public benefit, I tell the developer or the person who's proposing it that I'm not in favor of it. And so I voted against some. I voted for some. I do think that you can use them in very effective ways. We had a downtown back in the 90s when I moved back to Kansas City that was dead. And they used some of the incentives to really jumpstart downtown. We've been able to use incentives to really create senior housing opportunities, to create grocery store opportunities. Those are good examples. We need to make sure as we move into the next phase of Kansas City's success that we're using it in neighborhoods where we have the most need, that we're using it in ways that attracts jobs, that provides transportation, and really is creating more community and connecting all of the things that we've already provided incentives for.
Nearly half of residents in Kansas City rent their homes, their own leases. What is your stance on affordable housing with low and moderate income Kansas Cityans?
You know, one of the things that is kind of my thought about this that's a little bit different than some is I've actually been, I'm a lawyer by trade. Don't hold it against me. I told you I started out in the radio world.
I like lawyers.
And so I'm actually the director of pro bono services for my law firm. I oversee all the free legal work that we do. And one of the models that I've seen that really works is what we call the Adopt a Neighborhood program, where we're working on two things, really preserving and also stabilizing housing for everybody, seniors, low income, students. And so the model that I would do is, first of all, we've got all these vacant and abandoned properties that are out there. We've got some amazing small developers. We've got a couple of CDCs left, which are community development corporations. We need more. We need to make sure that we are getting the free legal services that are being provided right now to get those vacant and abandoned properties back on the tax rolls, and then making sure that we are providing the funding to fix up that housing so that we can get people to move into those houses. That's one piece. We also have to stabilize the housing that we have and make sure that people are able to stay in place. I've always been a big supporter of providing free legal services and advice through Legal Aid of Western Missouri for those facing eviction, because one of the things that we can be doing as a city is making sure that we are slowing down the eviction rate and really coming up with real solutions for families that are losing their housing in the first place.
So we've got some other questions that we want to bring up. One in particular has to do with Brian. He was promised by his parents that he would be taken to Branson as a youth. I know that you're from Branson, so I was going to see if there's anything that you can do or any recommendations so that we can keep Brian's parents promised to him in Branson, because he's never been.
Right, that's really interesting, because I was actually born here in Kansas City, lived here to age 5, and then my parents, we always joke, forcibly removed me to Branson, so I didn't even have a choice. I came back as a 23-year-old, but my parents are still there, so Brian, yes. I am confident that my parents would welcome you with open arms if you'd like to go down and stay with them for a while. They'll show you the sights.
Yes, please do. I want to go to Silver Dollar City. I never had the opportunity to go.
Brian, I'm not kidding. When my parents were up here for the primary election, they were at our watch party, and as people were walking out the door, they were offering their house up as a place to stay. So I know you've got a place to stay if you're interested.
There we go. Home is where the heart is.
IJS.
The Morning Grind presents Conversation with a Candidate.
If you don't like what's going on right now, vote!
Mayoral form on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, we've got 4th District Councilperson Jolie Justice in with us today, Brian.
Yes.
As we continue to find out more about our candidates, too. Will be presenting themselves to the Kansas City voters on Tuesday. Yesterday we had Quentin Lucas on, and today, of course, we have an opportunity to now ask a couple of questions of Jolie. Do you have one?
Yes, you know, public safety is probably the number one issue in Kansas City. In 2017, unfortunately, we ranked 5th in the U.S. in murders per capita. What is your stance on improving that number, Jolie?
You know, the thing is that's the number one issue facing our city. And the reality is that 2017 was bad, and right now 2019 is shaping up to be even worse.
I think we have about 58 murders now.
Yeah. So here's kind of the path that I've been on. So as a state senator and then as a city council person, what I've really been focusing on is criminal justice reform, because in my opinion, one of the things that we've been doing wrong is that we've for decades thought that the answer was just to lock people up, and the mass incarceration that resulted from that has actually made our cities less safe. It's broken up our communities, and it's really been a disaster. And so what I have focused on is making sure that we're focusing on things like specialty courts and supervised probation and parole. Because let me give you a quick statistic that led me down this path. Right now, if you commit a crime in the state of Missouri and you go through a specialty court, which is like mental health court, drug court, parenting court, that sort of thing, you're going to have just about a 9 to 10% chance that you're going to commit another crime. And if you have supervised probation or parole, there's only about a 16 to 18% chance that you're going to commit another crime. If you spend one day in the Missouri Department of Corrections, it's over 50% chance. And so when I was down in Jeff City as a state senator, what I did is I passed substantive criminal justice reform so that we are not locking people up for things like drug crimes. We did away with, for instance, jail time for first-time marijuana possession. We did away with life in prison without parole for drug offenses. Those were things that we were getting wrong. And because of that, we're starting to see a shift in the tide. But at the same time, you can't just focus on those systemic issues. You also have to start to build some trust between the police department and our community. And so one of the things I'm also proposing is what we're talking about with neighborhood policing, and really focusing on getting neighborhood police officers who start to build relationships with neighborhoods the way we had 50 years ago. We need to get back to making sure that people know who lives on every block. We need to make sure we're doing precision policing in the neighborhoods that where we're having the toughest crime. And those two things, that smart on crime piece coupled with really substantive neighborhood policing, I think will be a big help.
There's been some accusations from your opponent of negative ad campaigning. How do you answer the questions about the way your campaign has been running against Quentin Lucas?
You know, both camps have put out comparisons about each other. I mean, that's just what campaigns do. My opponent has sent out mailers. He's had digital ads. I've done the same thing where I have a TV commercial out right now trying to show the difference between the two of us. And one of the things that I've done is I want to make sure that since this is a job interview for mayor of Kansas City, that folks know the differences between the two of us. Our voting records are nearly identical. Our vision for the city is pretty darn close. The one thing that's different is our approach to leadership and my track record. And so I'm doing my part to get out and show that there is a difference between the two of us, and he's doing the same thing.
Okay. With the one thing that I saw was the photo with the grainy kind of black and white, and yours was in color.
Right.
Was that something that...
So that was put out by the Carpenters Union, and when that came out, I got a picture of it. It didn't come to my house. I got a picture of it because I didn't make that ad. And so I looked at it. I thought that the photo was offensive. I said that publicly. I made a public statement that same day. And then actually later that afternoon, I saw on one of the TV stations that the Carpenters Union agreed and said they wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Next question comes from Aaron from Kansas City, and he wants to know about having diversity within the city's nightlife, because there have been a lot of issues with Westport, Power and Light, the Plaza. What are your plans to have and to get more businesses owned by people of color and to make people of color more welcome in the city's top social spaces?
You know, one of the things that we really are not getting right when it comes to small business owners, and particularly black and brown business owners, is providing the resources and the tools necessary to get businesses opened. And so some of the things that I'm specifically talking about are, for instance, creating loan funds so that if you've got small business owners and entrepreneurs that just need that little bit of jump start, we can really connect with some federal dollars. There are programs out there that 6-to-1. If we put $100,000 in, the federal government's going to come in with $600,000, and we can have loan opportunities for small business owners and entrepreneurs. That's one piece. Specifically relating to nightlife, though, you know, I was opposed to the street privatization and the sidewalk privatization in Westport. I felt that, number one, we could be doing more responsible, letting people in and out of the area without actually putting, I thought, the kind of discriminatory, and also it was against, I thought, the civil rights of folks, of putting up, the metal detectors on the streets. If you want a metal detector at your own business, that's fine, but putting it up on the street didn't make sense to me for a number of reasons. Number one, streets and sidewalks are public spaces. They're for people. You're going to be cutting off people who are trying to get to work. You're going to be cutting off people who are trying to get to the grocery store, and that's not the city I want to live in. What I suggested and what I would do as mayor is pay for and bring in the Responsible Hospitality Institute, because they have helped cities like New Orleans and Memphis and others who have very vibrant nightlives. And what they've been able to do is say, okay, here are some better ways that you can move crowds into and out of entertainment districts in a way that is safe for everybody and doesn't inhibit or prevent people moving in public spaces.
The Morning Grind presents Conversation with a Candidate.
If you don't like what's going on right now, vote!
Mayoral Forum on Hot 103J.
Yes, 4th District Councilperson Jolie Justice is here. On Tuesday, Kansas Cityans will be voting on our next mayor.
Yes.
On yesterday, I asked Quentin Lucas, who did he think was the best mayor of Kansas City and why?
Wow. You know, that's a tough one. When I think about just kind of in my adult life, I'd have to say so far it's been Sly James, because he really came in at a time where the city was on pause, so to speak. We'd had 4 years with Mayor Funkhauser, who had really, obviously we'd been in a recession as well, but just he had been focusing, I think, a little too much on policy and the basics and not thinking big and trying to really move the city forward. And Mayor James came in at a time where we needed some big ideas, and he worked with the council to get those jump started and moving forward, building on the success that Mayor Barnes had before 4 years before that. But that's all modern. And so beyond that, you know, I'm not sure that I can say which one of our mayors was best mayor of Kansas City prior to that. It's tough. Mm. You know, Congressman Cleaver did an amazing job when he was mayor, and of really focusing on some exciting big picture issues as well. So if you kind of, what I'd like to do is try to create some super mayor where you take Cleaver and Barnes and then James and roll them all into one person and create some super mayor, because each one of those mayors built on each other's success.
Yeah. This question comes from Rochelle. She asks, if you win the mayoral race, are there ways you govern similar or different than your predecessor, Mayor Sly James? And also, do you plan to utilize former city leaders such as councilpersons to join your staff?
So that's a great question. For those of you who have met both Mayor James and me, you know that we are completely different people. We have a completely different approach to leadership. While we both want the same things for the city, meaning we want to keep the city moving forward, that we want the best quality of life for every person in the city, I will tell you that we have a completely different approach. I am the kind of person that every time there's a big idea, I want to bring every voice to the table, and I want to make sure that we're having a collaborative dialogue about how we move forward. And I know that takes a little bit longer. And that may be because I got my legislative start down in Jefferson City, where things move a whole lot slower. I was in the state Senate for 8 years, and one of the things I found is if you wanted to get anything done, you had to bring the most polarizing voices to the table and make sure that everybody was having a dialogue with each other. So I think I'm a little bit different in that sense. You'll see more of a collaboration and the kind of less of the agitation that you may have seen out of the last 4 years. As far as my staff is concerned, I'm going to be looking to put the best people from across Kansas City into my staff. One of the things I'm very passionate about is making sure that we have experience in the areas that are the most critical. That means crime and transportation and housing and education. I also want to make sure that I have a staff that reflects the community as far as diversity is concerned. I really want a staff that is moving forward with the city and really reflecting all of our values.
What can the Office of Mayor do to attract jobs into Kansas City from large companies like Amazon and also small businesses like Leon's Thriftway, which has closed after serving this community for over 50 years?
You have to have a real balanced approach to do that. And so on the big picture, we need to get a couple of things right. So when we go after these big companies, and those are fine to go after, and I think that it's good because when you bring in big companies, it brings in an increase in income, and that's something that we need. But what we've been told time and time again is that we don't have the workforce and that we don't have the transportation. And then they used to say we don't have the airport, although we're getting that done now. Those three things have been the big barriers to bringing in big companies. And so I would focus first on workforce development. I want every kid when they graduate from high school in Kansas City, Missouri, to be ready to either go straight to work because they have received experiential learning and they already have a trade that they can graduate high school with. Talked to a young woman from St. Louis a few weeks back who is graduating from her high school with not only her high school degree, but a degree in as a vet tech. And then she can either go on to become a vet tech immediately. She can go on to veterinarian school and have, you know, the ability to get her degree without crushing student loan debt. Those are things that we can do as far as workforce development is concerned. But the other piece is making sure that we are providing loan funds and we are providing business incubators and innovation districts for our small businesses. If we have that ecosystem that supports small businesses and entrepreneurs, they will come and they will thrive.
A Morning Grind presents Conversation with a Candidate.
If you don't like what's going on right now, vote!
Mayoral form on Hot 103 Jams.
I feel like I'm learning more this morning, Brian.
Absolutely.
First time getting a chance to meet Jolie Justice representing the 4th District. Looking to be the next mayor of Kansas City. Now, you dropped out of the race when Jason Kander announced that he was running. Why did you do that? And what changed for you to put your hat back in the ring after he decided he didn't want to go forward with his campaign?
You know, that was a really tough decision for me because I had served in the Missouri legislature with Jason. I had supported him when he ran for Secretary of State and when he ran for U.S. Senator. And we really have a lot of the same base. We have a lot of the same vision and frankly, a lot of the same leadership styles. But when he decided he was going to get in, I saw the need to step back because I did not want to get into a race where, you know, we were kind of pulling from the same base. And I wanted to make sure that Kansas City kept moving forward, and so I stepped back because I just didn't want to run against my friend Jason Kander. At the end of it, when he said he was not going to be able to run because he needed to focus on himself, it was a no-brainer for me to get back in because the only reason I stepped out was because he was running. And so what I did was I got back in immediately, and I've stayed in touch with him, and it sounds like he's doing what he needs to do right now to take care of himself and his family.
There has been some talk about moving Kauffman Stadium to downtown. What are your thoughts on that?
So this is a big controversial one, and I'll start by saying that if someone can figure out how to pay for it and it's not on the taxpayers' backs, and if someone makes sure that we're not bulldozing existing neighborhoods to do it, then I'm all in. Because in my opinion, I'm a baseball fan, I'm a Royals fan, and I think baseball should be played downtown. That's exactly where it started in Kansas City. And I'd love to see it come back down. But the reality is that we need to make sure that this is something that's being, you know, financed from the private sector and not on the back of taxpayers. But I love the idea of having our ballpark downtown.
Whenever I take a new opportunity, I develop a 30, 60, 90, 180-day plan to keep myself focused when times get hard. You know, as you're doing the actual daily tasks of any job, it can sometimes be daunting as you're putting out small fires and maybe you can lose focus. Do you have a 30, 60, 90, 180 day plan in place if you're elected?
You know, Shay, that is an amazing idea, and I feel like I want to now hire you to come work with me to maybe be my coach through the 30, 60, 90, 100 day plan. You know, I put together benchmarks of things I want to hit. One of the things I've never done personally is set them up as I want to get them done by this time. I think that's a great idea and one that I really would really like to implement. I put down things that I want to get done and I want to accomplish, and I roll up my sleeves and work towards it. I love the idea of setting the time frame so that you can do check-ins and say, okay, where am I on this path? Where am I on this journey? I think it's a great idea.
We asked Quentin this question yesterday. If you're elected mayor, the 2023 draft will be right here in Kansas City. What will be your plans to kind of showcase our town to the nation?
Well, the good news is that they selected us in 2023 because we're going to have a new airport open in 2023. And so I'm incredibly proud about that. So we're going to start by having a new front door to Kansas City, which is exciting. The other thing I'm going to make sure that we have is a more robust transit system to get people to and from the airport. Even if it is not permanent, I want to make sure that people are able to flow around the city easily. And then I also want to make sure that we're doing everything right when it comes to public safety, that we have a city that is clean. One of the things I'm going to be focusing on as mayor, not just for the NFL draft, but every day, is really creating a sense of pride by working harder to make sure that we have a cleaner city. I don't know if you've heard me talk about this before, but I actually took a walk across the entire city. I started at 163rd and Prospect, which is the southernmost tip of Kansas City, and every weekend for about 9 weeks, I walked about 6 or 7 more miles until I hit the very top of the city, which is 144th and Inner Urban Road. And we have a lot of trash to pick up in this city. And we can, I think, really increase our pride and make a showcase for the world if we work on that, in addition to all of the other important issues that the city has.
Ooh. Do you have a plan in place for continuing or developing a plan to employ some of the city's youth?
Yes. So that is so critical. And one of the things that had been missing in the past, and I'm excited that it exists, is there's always internships that are available, but they're never paid internships, right? And so one of the things that I want to make sure that we do is have more opportunities for youth to have paid employment. And so there's a program right now called Hire Casey Youth that is run through the mayor's office and through some nonprofits in town. And I really want to make sure that we're focusing on that, because I think that component is important. And that means providing opportunities at City Hall and in the private sector. Also want to work on a CAPS program that we see that works in the suburbs, bringing it into the schools. That also creates additional job opportunities for kids while they're in school. But yeah, I think that has to be a critical component, is job opportunities. And then also making sure that it is a job opportunity that is meaningful, so you're also continuing your education at the same time.
The Morning Grind presents Conversation with a Candidate.
If you don't like what's going on right now, vote!
Mayoral Forum on Hot 103 Jams.
I want to thank you, Jolie Justice, for being so open and answering the questions that our listeners and we had for you. Of course, Tuesday's the big day.
Less than a week away.
Yes. Make a decision to affect Kansas City, our next mayor.
Yes.
So we're going to do a little fun game. I'm going to ask you some questions. You have four choices, A, B, C, and D. If you choose the correct answer, you will receive a positive affirmation. If it's wrong, you will receive a negative response.
Get ready to hear a lot of negative responses, just to be very clear.
All righty, let's go.
And now it's time to play the 50s. And here are your hosts, The Morning Grind with Shay and Shy.
Brought to you by...
Our first contestant today, 4th District Councilperson, Jolie Justice.
Welcome to the show, Jolie. Let's get it in. Good luck.
All right.
Which university did First Lady Michelle Obama attend for undergrad? A, Howard. B, Yale. C, University of Chicago. D, Princeton.
D.
That's correct. In Love Jones, he's a brother to the night and the blues in your left thigh.
I don't even know this one.
A, Isaiah Washington. B, Omar Epps. C, Lorenz Tate. D, Bill Bellamy.
A.
C, Lorenz Tate. Becca, write that down so she could Google it later. Okay, this is a good one.
Oh, no.
After you stop and drop, what should you do next? A, roll. B, put your hands up. C, shut them down, open up shop. Or D, hand over your license and registration.
Oh, God. B is what you should do.
Put your hands up.
Oh.
Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up. Stop. Hey. Oh.
Okay. No. I failed.
That's a Jolly Justice
I failed.
Role.
Okay. I guess you never heard of DMX. Okay. A fox, queen, and Smith cleaned up for a living in this movie. A, Hoodlum. B, Independence Day. C, Set It Off. D, Juice.
B. I told you I would be horrible at this.
Set It Off.
At Luther's janitorial service.
Okay, here's the last one.
Oh my gosh.
There's some bleeding. Both candidates have been bleeding in the studio.
Yes. All right. Yes. Neither one of us good at pop culture.
If fish don't fry in the kitchen, then A, you won't get up that hill. B, you need to take your pills. C, beans don't burn on the grill. D, you better chill.
C,
beans don't burn on the grill. That's correct.
Well, they
showing
tied.
My age.
They did tie. They tied.
All right.
That's just going to make things way more difficult as they already are. Thank you so much, Jolly Justice, for joining us on the Morning Grind. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. Yeah.